And thanks for joining us on the JX today. The news business gets us started, and the first news business we had when this country was born is hurting these days, the newspaper business. Oregon in particular is a focus at the moment. 2 weeks ago, Portland-based Pamplin Media announced the sale of the Portland Tribune and all of its other papers in the Portland metro area to a Mississippi company. The same day, EO Media, which opened the Rogue Valley Times last year, announced layoffs in staff and cutbacks in printing frequency for its newspapers, most of which are east of the Cascades. Heidi Wright is the publisher at the Bulletin in Bend and the chief operating officer, the COO of the EO Media Group. EO stands for the East Oregonian, the paper in Pendleton. Heidi, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
So was it just a coincidence that EO made its announcement on the same day that Pamplin announced its sale of its company?
Yes, it was a coincidence.
Not a happy one, obviously. How long had you been considering the cutbacks you announced at EO Media?
Oh, we've been working on, trying to improve our financial situation for some time now. So I would say, a couple of months worth of work, and a lot of it was driven by some unexpected healthcare costs the company incurred over the last 5 months. So that put everything on the front burner for us.
Unexpected healthcare costs, insurance rates or something?
Well, we're self-insured, and we do have a stop-loss policy. So we just, unfortunately, through the last number of months, have had some very high health care claims. So that has really, coming off the typical time of year for newspapers to, not be financially, have financial challenges is through the winter months typically. So just combining those things with our healthcare challenges put us into fast forward on making some changes.
What is the reason for that cyclical wintertime lag in newspaper revenue?
Advertising. Oh. I mean, you typically come through the holiday season, and which is usually strong for newspapers, and then you get into the first quarter of the calendar year, and that's pretty standard for newspapers because advertisers pull back. That's the time of year advertisers typically don't have a lot of business coming in the door, so it hits definitely the advertising revenues for a newspaper.
Well, the first quarter never a favorite one for anybody in the newspaper business.
Correct.
So give us the rundown. I mean, basically, you're reducing print frequency at all of the EO Media publications?
No, not all of them. Over on the east side are six properties that you mentioned earlier over on the east side of the state. We are reducing print frequency there. It's also reducing the publishing of five of the six titles that we have. And so we'll be combining all of those into a regional publication under the title of East Oregonian. And in Bend, we are reducing the publishing days, the print days, from six to five. So we'll be actually putting our Sunday paper out to get into the Saturday mail. So, and then, as you mentioned earlier, the Rogue Valley Times will be reducing from three publishing days a week to 2 days.
Which will be those 2 days? It's Thursday at this point, isn't it? Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday.
It's Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go Wednesday and Saturday.
Wednesday, okay.
And it was a hard decision to make, but frankly, I would rather keep as many newsroom employees on board as we can, and if we, because we want to still produce the news content, it's just, we will put it into print 2 days a week instead of 3 days. It'll still all be produced and on our website as the news happens.
We're talking to Heidi Wright, the publisher at the Bulletin in Bend, and also the COO, the chief operating officer of the entire EO Media Group, which announced its cutbacks early in the month of June, affecting its papers across the state of Oregon. We are live. We can take your emails at jx@jeffnet.org if you have something to say about the situation. So did the creation of the Rogue Valley Times accelerate any revenue issues you had? I mean, it's hard enough to get a new business started, even if it is taking the space of the defunct Mail Tribune.
Well, it, Yes, I mean, the company made an investment to start up the Rogue Valley Times. I mean, we didn't come in day one making a profit. And, you know, we are still looking to get to the point where we're profitable. We're not that far away. But I wouldn't say that, you know, that was a sole decision for the company's direction. It's been, you know, the Rogue Valley Times has been very well supported in the community. I've been extremely pleased with the reader support, and we've achieved our circulation numbers. You know, the revenue stream from subscribers is strong. It's above our projections. Where we still need to build, and again, we're still in startup mode, mm-hmm. so it's no surprise. You know, we still need to build our advertising side. So it's been an investment, it's been a labor of love, and it's been something that the owners of the company feel very strongly about, you know, not allowing a news desert to continue on. And I realize, you know, the Rogue Valley has a lot of news sources, so I'm not saying we're the only news source, but from a newspaper standpoint, they felt strongly that we should come in and put that piece back together.
Yeah, for the area. Yeah, it was interesting to see how people leaped to embrace the newspapers that filled the gap when the Mail Tribune went down. It's interesting to hear that you're actually above your projections on subscribers for the Rogue Valley Times. I have not asked yet, Heidi, about number of jobs and which general concentrations. Are those mostly journalists? And it's what, 28? Is that the number of layoffs?
Yes, 28 across the company. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And no, it wasn't mostly journalists. It was a lot of other positions around the company. And some of them were positions that people were either retiring or leaving for other positions. You know, total company-wide was 40 positions. 28 of them were involved in the reductions that we announced recently.
I know that there had been a publisher at the Rogue Valley Times, David Summers, who had left a few months before this announcement. Is that position going to remain open as the publisher at the Times?
We're looking to fill that position at this point. We currently have an interim publisher in that has come to just, you know, help us out for a short period of time, but we are still looking to fill that position.
Heidi, talk if you would about the general approach. It seems like different operations, different entities do this different ways, whether they prioritize the web version or the print version as an adjunct to that, or the print version is the first thing, and then they just get the stuff on the web as they can. Which way do you tend to go with the EO Media entities?
Definitely go digital first. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, especially if you're not publishing daily, I think it has to be digital first, and then you curate the best content for print. So that is our focus. And I think we do a pretty good job of that. You know, we employ a lot of journalists around our company, and, you know, they are on a daily schedule for producing community news that then gets posted online. Our head of our Capital Press publication is really fond of saying, you know, if it happens today, write it today, edit it today, and post it today. Mm-hmm. So, and then we'll put it in print when the next print edition comes out, if it's content that, you know, we want to put in print.
Digital first, then. Okay. And then what do you find to be, what's the split in web versus or digital versus print readers?
Right now for the Rogue Valley Times, we have about an even split. We're just under 4,000 on our print copies and just under 4 for our digital as well.
Wow.
So it's a good mix.
Yeah, that is. So do you get statistics on how many people get their news from your websites directly versus the ones who might see your work through someone sharing on social media? In other words, not necessarily subscribers, but people who are aware of what you put out from your various websites?
Yeah, we have a fairly large web presence. And yes, we do, and we have a, they call it dynamic paywall. So So, you know, we want people to be able to read the content, but we also need to be able to pay our employees and our journalists. So we have a dynamic paywall. So depending on how, you know, often people come to the site, how often they consume news, you know, if they're sharing content, you know, they will be invited to subscribe depending on their, you know, their usage of the content. So, and we also have just recently started adding in subscriber exclusive stories. These are ones where, you know, we've invested quite a bit of time and energy with our journalists to create a story that, that, you know, we feel is worth paying for. So we will not have access to that story on our website unless you're a subscriber.
We're talking to Heidi Wright, the publisher and CEO at The Bulletin and Bend, and also the chief operating officer at EO Media, which operates the Rogue Valley Times, about cutbacks, reductions in frequency of printing at some of the papers of EO Media, just to keep the company going. If you have thoughts you'd like to share, we can take your emails at jx@jeffnet.org. And Heidi, I wonder how you boost readership in whatever form. I mean, how is circulation done in the digital age? How robust is your effort to get new people to subscribe to the papers in any form?
Well, it's interesting. There's, as you can imagine, there's a lot of software out there, and I'm sure in any media industry, looking at, you know, people's propensity to read something, how long they spend on it. You know, there's a lot of analytics. There's a lot of data available, which it's a good thing now. You know, I think we, instead of guessing, like with a print publication, you're pretty much not sure, you know, how much of base time they spend reading a story. Although I would say our print subscribers are pretty loyal about reading most of the content that's in the paper. But with the digital version, we have a lot of capability through software that we have to know, you know, just those things, the engagement, and that's the buzz words in the industry now, audience engagement. Mm-hmm. You know, what articles did people engage with? How long did they spend on it? Did they share it with somebody? So I'm encouraged by that. And the Rogue Valley Times has, I got to say, just an incredibly large audience on our website. You're probably going to ask me how many viewers we have, and I don't know that I have that handy right at the moment, but
we got the subscriber numbers.
Analytics.
So I just wonder though, on the readership side, how hard it is to get a message across for people to check out local news, given particularly that we're in an age where people would rather rage about what's going on in Congress and lump on either AOC or MTG or whatever initials you want to put there. How hard is it to get people to get interested in things like their local sewer board meetings? Because those are the people who are going to make your life change most immediately.
Well, I think that's part of the art of journalism. I think one of the most important things is to relate that sewer board meeting to how does that affect my life? You know, why do I care about what happened at that board meeting? So that's the part of what a community journalist does, is relate it back to citizens and why they should care. And I think that's a spot where I think we get to, as an industry, all of us, you, us, everybody that produces credible, relevant journalism, I think that's going to be a premium value in the future, because there's so much other noise out there with social media and opinion. Figuring out what that local board meeting means to the citizens in an area is something that we're uniquely qualified to do as professional news organizations, not just us, but you and everybody else that does that in a market.
Okay, just a couple seconds left. I just want to come to the advertising side before we go. Are things about where you want them to be at this time of year, or are they showing a little slack there too?
We have growth opportunity. We have a lot of growth opportunity, and that's where we're still, I think, in startup mode. So we've got a talented sales team there, and, you know, they're getting out and meeting advertisers. And I have all the belief in the world that the advertising side will scale up to where it needs to be Probably in fairly short order.
All right. Well, we're entering the second half of the year very soon, and that is when the advertisers seem to spend their money, as we've noticed over the years. Heidi Wright is the publisher and CEO at The Bulletin and Bend, the COO, Chief Operating Officer for the entire EO Media Group, which includes the Rogue Valley Times, the Bend Bulletin, the East Oregonian, and others. Thanks for being honest with us about what's going on with the papers. Appreciate the visit.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, take it easy. Short break on the Jefferson Exchange. When we come back, we'll talk about amateur radio. Stand by.